Gemara in Sanhedrin Dalet Amud Aleph Mishnah. Nasa Isha V'Sha Ima Esav Shanim V'Lo Yolda. Person got married and he lives with his wife for 10 years and he doesn't have children. So Eino Rishai Levatel. He can't remain like that and be bottled from the mitzvah Purvu. And he has to megarish her. We'll see. Girsha Muteris Nosilacha. If he's megarish her, she's allowed to get married to somebody else because maybe she's not the one to blame. Maybe he is. So in a situation where we know for sure who's to blame, like today, you can find out or whatever, so then the halacha would change. If we know for sure that she can't have children, then she can't marry somebody except somebody who has children already. Urashai Hashem Elishos Ima Yutshanim. The second one can also live with her for 10 years. The Imhipila Mona Mishar Shehipila. And if she, got pregnant, but she had a miscarriage, so we count the 10 years from after the miscarriage. Okay. Now, she ain't a Rishai Levatel, Ella Oyigarshena, Oyisa Cheresima. He has to divorce her or marry another wife. There's a Shaila whether Bisman Hazeh, first of all, there's a Shaila whether, we'll see one second, let's look at the Gemara and then we'll see. Tomer Rabbanan. Muterasi Nosilacha Rashi, the Lo Amrin and Akorahi. We don't say she's an Akora. The Shema Harisha Mozocha Libonus. We meant maybe there was a reason why the first one he could have children, right? But from this woman, not some reason why they weren't compatible. But Lamaisa, she'll marry somebody else that she'll be able to have children. Tanu Rabbanan Nosa Isha Veshoima Esher Shanim Velo Yolda Yotzi V'Yitein Ksuba. So he has to be megarish her, but he gives her a ksuba because maybe it's not her fault. Shema lo zocha libonus mimena. Maybe he's the one who's to blame. Right? That he wasn't zocha. She's capable of having children, but he wasn't zocha to have children from her. Afa pishen raya ledover, zecher ledover. Even there's no raya brura, right? But there's a zecher. Miketz esher shonim l'sheves avram be'eretz kanan lamedcha she'en yeshiva schutz loretz olala. The time he was in Chutz Lauritz didn't count by Avram Avinu. Only from the time he came to Eretz Israel, that's when the 10 years were counted. Leficha cholahu o shechol sahi. Therefore, if there's some reason why they can't have children, aside from the normal whatever, they're sick. O shneim chavushim ve'sasurim. They're in prison. They can't have relations. Ein olim lo min aminyan. Since we see that by Avram Avinu, the years that he was in Chutz Lauritz didn't count, only the years in Eretz Israel, and that's why it's not a Raya Berura, because we don't see from here 100% that Dafka 10 years, because he was a lot of years that he didn't have children. But Lamaisa is a remiss. Some learn from here that this halach only applies in Eretz Israel, that in Chutz Lauritz could be that the person's not Zocha, whatever. Maisa Rove Rubam Shorishonim don't hold like that, and they hold that was only by Avram Avinu, that the years in Chutz Lauritz didn't count, but since it's not a Raya Brura anyway, it's only a Zecher, and by regular people it's a Mitzvah Purvu in Chutz Lauritz too. Right, just by Avram Avinu, since the Rabban Shem knew he's going to go to Eretz Israel, and the Schus of Eretz Israel, and Avram Avinu and Sarah, we'll see, were both really bad off when it came to fertility. So therefore, the years in Chutz Lauritz didn't count. But for a stam person, the years in Chutz Lauritz count. Right? It could be if a person, is in Chutz Lauritz and he moves to Eretz Israel, then he gets the 10 years to start again. That's also a machlokas we've shown. Whether it's mamish like Avram Avinu or not, Avram Avinu is only a zecher l'dover. Another shaila is: do we force a person? Does Beis Din force him to get divorced? Force him, beat him up until he divorced his wife. Tosa says we don't force him in this case. Right? The Yerushalmi that says we force him, Tosa says that's the dvorim. We tell him you should get divorced, and we tell him if you don't get divorced, you're going connected what Chazal said. But more than that, we don't force him. The Shulchan Aruch Hakapasan is you do force a person. Amish force him to get divorced. Bismana said we don't force anybody to get divorced for various reasons. Whatever, there's a lot of different reasons why, for whatever reason it is, this halacha that happens to be in Shulchan Aruch, we're not Mekayim and we don't force anybody to get divorced if they don't want to. Okay. Let's see, Rashi. Miketz Esher Shonim Bo Al Hagar. That's when he added Hagar to live with her. V'haiglo Nosiv Lo V'hanach Shnei Kamoi Achlo Bo Le'eretz Kedam. Why didn't he marry another woman earlier? 10 years after he married Soreh. Not so many years later. Right, Achlo Bo Le'eretz Kedam. So Yishonim Merubos V'pad Naram L'medcho She'en Yeshivas Chutz La'eretz Olavo. Right, because what's it called for Avram Avinu? It's Mashem Rashi also Ole Lo. For him, the years in Chutzlar didn't count. Dilma Mishum Oven Chutzlar is Hemakurim. Maybe they were Akurim because of the Oven of Chutzlar. Only when he came to Eretz Israel that he was like a new person. Leficha Choel VeKochazinon She'en Yeshivas Chutzlar. It's Min Haminyan. We see by Avram Avinu that the years in Chutzlar didn't count. The Talin and the Chol Dover Hamonon Min Hayroyim, that you can attribute it to any outside cause. So then we give them the 10 years when that cause is taken away. Chol Ahu or Chol Sahi, they're sick or in the prisoners, whatever. Okay. Omer Le Rovel of Nachman Veleilat Mi Yitzchok. Why don't we learn from Yitzchok? Right, Yitzchok waited 20 years and he didn't have children. So it was 20 years that he kept Rivka before she had children. So say 20 years. What? So Tosu says that that's Medrashim Chalukim. That this our Gemara doesn't hold it, that Medrash, that she was only three, or that in those days even 3-year-olds could have children. Omer le Yitzchok Oker Hoya. Yitzchok was an Oker. He knew that he couldn't have children. So there was no reason to marry somebody else. He physically couldn't have children. Versus Yehochi Avram, Nami Oker Hoya. That's the case. How can you learn from Avram? Avram was also an Oker. Versus Ahumi Boyalech Rabchia Bar Abba. The Omer Rabchia Bar Abba, Omer Rab Yochanan, Loma Nimnu Shnosov Shil Yishmoel, Kde Liyaches Bohem Shnosov Shil Yaakov. I know. Enechanami. Avram was an Oker. That's why it's not a Raya Ladover either. Because really, Avram Avinu couldn't have children either. But the Torah said it specifically, right, that he took Hagar 10 years after to teach me this halacha, even though it doesn't apply 100% by Avram Avinu. And it didn't apply because the chutzlars didn't count, which doesn't apply to other people. But at least it's a Zecher. The Torah went out of its way to tell me it was 10 years. To tell me that by other people who are not Akoras or whatever, 10 years is the amount. But by Yitzchak, that it said, tells us the time when he got married and the time that he had children is not to tell me that you can wait 20 years. It was for another reason. It was in order to be able to tell me how old Yaakov Avinu was throughout his life and the different stages of his life. Rashi goes through it in Megillah and in Chumash. Or what's it called, that we know that there was 14 years that were unaccountable for, that he was in Beis Aver. That's how we know of that. Okay? Okay, Rashi. The Leilet Mi Yitzchok, Shishoa Eskrim Shana Velo Nasa Acheres. He waited 20 years and he didn't marry anybody else till he had children. Okur Hoya, the Odeya Shemachmas Atzmohu. He knew that he was the cause. She was also, but he couldn't have children either, so it wouldn't help to marry another wife. Well, the common nafkalon d'akor. Later on, we'll learn where we know that Yitzchak was an akor. Avram no mi akor hoya kedamrin lekamon vehechi yalfas minay. If that's the case, and Avram also couldn't have children, so how do we learn from him? Moshe says, "Ahumi boy lekalomer Yitzchak akor hoya mishum hachi lo nosiv achrisi enachanami." That Yitzchak was an akor. That's why he didn't marry another one. The kra the Yitzchak ben shishim shana lo yisay rahu. The tema lohachi kasvi rachmona lenigmar minei shehi as esrim shana. And it's not that the Torah wrote something extra over here to tell me, remez, that people shouldn't wait more than 20 years if they didn't have children. No, it's not. That's not the reason it wrote the Yitzchok ben shishim shana beledes also. Right? Aval miketz esr shonim de Avram afagav de okur havi yalfina minei. Even though Avram was an okur, and the reason didn't apply to him. But since the Torah went out of its way to tell us it was 10 years before he married Hagar, it's to teach us that in a normal case, where a person's not an Okar, 10 years is the limit. The ilav l'drosha l'may hilchaso kamashmein in krom mikes esreshonim. Because it wouldn't be to tell me this halacha why the Torah wrote it. The Torah wrote it to teach me this halacha, even though it doesn't apply specifically by Avraham Avinu's case. That's why it's not a raya l'dover, it's only a zecher l'dover. L'yachis bohem leida shnosov shel Yaakov ben kama shonim hoya kishaholach lebeis eiver u'kishaomer ala be'er. It's in order to let us know how old Yaakov Avinu was when he went to Lavan, right, and how many years he spent in the Yeshivas Eiver before that. B'shilai Gemara de Megillah, in the end of the first parak of Megillah, Meforishla. There the Gemara goes into great detail, long Rashi there also. V'hai krod the Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana, Maisi Lohasam, the Alfina Mine, the Godel Talmud Torah, Mikibud Avaim. Shekol Osen Shonim Shor Yaakov, Veis Eiver, Lo Nenesh Aleihim. Right, the years that Yaakov Avinu was punished, that Yosef was away from him 22 years, doesn't count the 14 years that he was in Beis Eiver. The only way we know that he was 14 years in Beis Eiver is by knowing the years of Yishmael, and by Yitzchak also we need those years to be able to make these calculations. Okay, Omrab Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu Okur Hoya. Yitzchak said Yitzchak Avinu was an Okr. Shenemar, Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem Lenochach Ishto, Al Ishto Lenemar. Doesn't, you don't even pray for Rivka. If the problem was only with her, he should have davened for her. Ela Lenochach Melameid, Sheshneim Akurim Hoyu. Both of them were Akurim, and he davened for himself and for her, and she davened for herself and for him. They were davening for each other. That's the same. So Rav Avinu answered both of them. They both were davening for each other and for themselves. So the Rav Avinu answered them. If she was the problem only, and he was davening for her, and she was davening for herself, so then it says the Rav Avinu answered her, right? Answered what's it called? Him. He davened for his wife. But Lamaisa, if he was davening for himself too, so then it should have said, and she was davening for him, then it should have said, Lenochach Ishto Vayetar Elohem. The Rav Avinu answered them. Where it says, Lefi Sheino Doma Tfilas Sadik Ben Sadik Lefilas Sadik Ben Rasha. Pashup Shad is that a tefillah of a Tzadik Ben Tzadik for himself, especially for children, is greater than the tefillah of a Tzadik Ben Rasha. Why? First of all, the Tzadik Ben Tzadik has two zechuyos. He has his own zechus and zechus avos. But the Tzadik Ben Rasha doesn't have zechus avos. Secondly, having children is not only a benefit to the person who has the children, but it's a benefit to the grandparents also. So the Rosh, we don't want to benefit him, but the Tzadik, we want to benefit the Tzadik. So both the answer Yitzchak for the sake of Yitzchak and for the sake of Avram, that his child should have a child. Mashain Kane, we weren't interested in Lavan having or Besuel having a schus. Others say that they ask that the Rosh says in a tshuva that a chazan who is about tshuva, right, who's a tzaddik ben Rosha, comes before a tzaddik ben tzaddik, who's not the same level as him. The second one's at a higher level, but he's a tzaddik ben Rosha. So they make a mechalik between either children, or where the person is davening for himself, then the Tzadik Ben Tzadik is on a higher level. But if he's davening for the Tzibur, right, then everybody has Schus Avos, right? So therefore the Tzadik Ben Rasha is on a higher Madrega. Moshim Bali Tshuva Omdim Afilu Tzadik Gomer. If he's davening for other people, then it's better in Echonami the Tzadik Ben Rasha. Rav Aaron in his Sefer says that there's no Kasha because our Gemara means just the opposite. The Tfilas of a Tzadik Ben Rasha are greater than a Tzadik Ben Tzadik. And always we find in the Gemara, Eino Dome, Tfilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik, Tfilas Tzadik Ben Rasha, the lesser one is before the other one. Eino Dome, what's it called? Shone Pirko Mea Pamim, the Shone Pirko Mea Pamlech, the Mea Pamlech is the greater one. So Eino Dome, Tfilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik, the Tfilas Tzadik Ben Rasha, why? Because right now the Gemara is going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesadal Tfilas Shel Tzadikim. So had it been what's it called, the tefillah of Rivka alone, since she was a tzaddik ben Rasha and a higher madrig of tefillah, the Rav Avinu wouldn't have answered her because he misavel the tefillah and shel tzaddikim. He wanted her to daven more. Hashem can tefillah tzadik mitzvah. It's not such a great tefillah, so the Rabban Shalom is not mesava for that so much. So he answered him. That's the pshat. Okay, right. Rabbi Yitzchak, mitnei mahoyu avoshino. Why taka that the Rabban Shalom make Avraham Yitzchak akurim? Because the Rabbanu Shalom wants them to daven, so he gives them reason to daven with all their heart, and therefore he holds back their children so they'll daven more. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Loma nimshal tefilos shel tzadikim ka'atar. Why are the tefilos of a tzadik compared to a pitchfork? Ma'atar zeh mahapech ha'tefuah mimakom makom. Just like the pitchfork moves the tefuah from place to place. So too, the tefillos of a tzaddik change the Rabban Shalom's midas from ragzonis, from midas hadin, to midas harachem. Rashi. The yeter lahem iboyale bishlame I amras tefillos Yitzchak al ishto haisa, that only Rivka was the problem and Yitzchak was davening for her. The Rabban Shalom answered him for what he was davening for her. But if he was davening for himself also, not only on his wife, and she was also davening, then he should have said that he answered both of them. That's what the Torah said it by him, right? That he was answered because what's it called? His tefillah was a tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik. Atar, pella belaz, pitchfork.